Bring reverb splashes from scratch with resampling only, intermediate level. Today we're making that wet, metallic, boingy jungle and DNB splash sound, but here's the rule, we're not importing any splash samples. We're generating the source inside Ableton, running it through a purpose-built FX chain, then resampling and editing it like a producer. This is one of those skills that pays off forever, because once you've got a method, you can print a whole personal splash library in a single session and it'll sound like you, not like everyone else's sample pack. Alright, set your tempo to something DNB friendly, 172 to 176 BPM. Now create two tracks. First, a MIDI track called Splash Source. This is where we'll generate the impulse. Second, an audio track called Resample Print. On that audio track, set audio from to resampling. That means whatever you're hearing on the master is what gets printed. Quick safety tip. When you're printing FX, either mute your main drums and bass, or just solo your splash source track. You want clean prints, not your whole tune baked into the splash recording. Now we need an excitation. A spring splash needs something sharp to hit the virtual coil. Think of it like flicking a metal spring. The flick matters as much as the ringing. Let's build the most reliable source first, a noise burst. On splash source, drop in operator. Inside operator, we don't need a normal oscillator tone. Turn OSCA level down to zero so it's effectively off, and enable noise. Set noise color somewhere around the middle, like 30 to 60%. That's a good mid-bright noise that won't be pure hiss. Now shape the amp envelope. We want a tight transient. Attack at 0 milliseconds. Decay somewhere between 15 and 40 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so basically nothing held. Release around 20 to 60 milliseconds. What you should hear is a clean tick burst, not a snare, not a hat, just a quick T-SSHT. Perfect. Make a MIDI clip and play single 1/16 hits spaced out, like one every beat or every two beats, so you can easily print variations. Keep them on something like C3, doesn't matter. Optional alternate source, if you want more boing up front. A click impulse. In operator, use OSCA as a sign, turn fixed on, and set the frequency somewhere around 1 to 3 kHz. Then make the envelope even shorter, decay like 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 10 to 30. This can create a tighter, springier initial smack. You can try both sources in the same session and print a batch. Now we're going to build what I'll call the splash rack chain. Put this chain directly on the splash source track, in this order, because order actually changes how the metal behaves. First, saturator. Set drive somewhere like 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. And keep an eye on level so you're not blasting red. Springs love harmonics, and saturation helps the reverb and resonators grab onto something juicy instead of sterile noise. Second, EQ 8, pre-emphasis. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz, fairly steep. This is big. We do not want low-end excitement going into the reverb, because that's how you get mod that fights your sub. Then add a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz, maybe plus 2 to plus 5 dB, wide Q. This helps the splash speak in a dense mix. If it's getting painful, do a tiny dip around 7 to 10 kHz, just a little. We can do surgical stuff later after printing. Third, hybrid reverb. This is our spring engine, even though it's not literally a spring algorithm. Set it to a mode where you get both convolution and algorithm together if you can, because the combo gives you a complex early hit plus a controllable tail. For the convolution part, pick something small, bright, metallic-ish. Plates and short rooms are great starting points. For the algorithm section, room or plate. Plate often feels more metal and less room. Now dial the core behavior. Decay or time. Anywhere from 0.8 to 2.5 seconds. DNB splashes are usually short to medium. We want impact, not a wash that spills over the groove. Predelay. Keep it tight. 0 to 10 milliseconds. Size. Smaller feels springier. Try 10 to 25%. Damping. 30 to 60% depending on taste. Less damping is brighter and more aggressive, more damping is darker and safer. Early reflections, keep them moderate, that's part of the clang. If hybrid reverb is directly on this track, set dry slash wet somewhere like 35 to 70%. We want some transient still, but we also want the wet character. Now the secret sauce. Resonators after hybrid reverb. This is where the coil ringing happens. Turn on only 2 or 3 resonators. Less is more, because too many turns into tuned percussion, not spring metal. Here's a fast tuning trick that makes them feel related. Pick a root frequency family. Let's say around 220 Hz. Then put another resonator around 2.5 times that, about 550 Hz. then another around 5 times that, about 1100 HZ. You don't need exact math, but staying in that relationship creates a coherent spring ring instead of random whistles. Set resonators decay around 150 to 450 milliseconds, color around 30 to 60%, dry slash wet around 20 to 45%. Now when the burst hits, you should get that sproingy, metallic rattle on the back of the reverb. Next, auto filter for movement. Try a high pass or band pass. High pass is easy and mix safe. Set cutoff around 300 to 800 HZ, with a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. Then use the envelope amount so each hit whips the cutoff a little. This gives the splash that animated flick instead of a static tail. Finally, utility at the end for gain staging and stereo control. Set the track so that when you print, your splashes peak around -6 to -3 dBFS. That's loud enough to feel solid, quiet enough to leave headroom. Width, keep it reasonable, something like 70 to 120%. Don't default to ultra-wide. Wide splashes can hollow out your drum center fast. Before we record, one quick coach note. Gain staging inside the chain changes the metal character. Try this and B if you're curious. Option A, drop operator output by about 6 dB, then drive the saturator more to compensate. Often smoother, less spitty. Option B, push operator hotter into saturator, but with less drive. That can get you brittle clank, which is actually great for jungle. Now resample. Arm resample print. Solo splash source so you're not printing your whole track. Record 8 to 16 bars, and while it's recording, tweak one thing at a time. Like only resonators decay for a few bars, then only hybrid reverb size for a few bars, then only saturator drive. This batch printing mindset is how you get a real library fast. Don't chase one perfect hit. Print a bunch of moments, then curate. Stop recording. Now you've got raw splash material in audio. Now we do the part that makes it sound pro, editing. On the resample print track, find a good hit. Consolidate it so it's one clean clip. Turn warp on. If it's very percussive, beats mode can work, but complex pro is a safe default if you're unsure. Zoom way in and trim the start exactly to the transient. Add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, so you don't get clicks. Now shape the tail. For DNB, typical usable splash lengths are about 150 milliseconds up to around 1.2 seconds. If it's a transition splash, you can go longer, but be intentional. Either hard cut it for a tight, gated vibe, or use a fade out so it dissolves neatly. Now pitch it. This is where one printed sound becomes 10. Try transposing down by 3, 5, or 7 semitones for darker, heavier splashes, or transpose up 7 for that skippy, bright jungle sparkle. Duplicate the clip and make quick variations. Different transpose, different tail length, reverse it, stretch it slightly. Consolidate each variation and name them like you mean it. Dark, bright, rusty, short, long. Future you will thank you. Here is a really underrated move that uses only audio editing. The clip envelope. Open clip view and automate the clip gain just a little. Put a tiny dip right after the transient, like 20 to 60 milliseconds after the hit. It creates the spit then tuck feeling, where the initial crack pops out, then the tail steps back so it doesn't swallow the groove. It's like micro mixing built into the sample. Now let's make sure your splash doesn't destroy the mix. Do a quick mono compatibility check. Temporarily put utility on your master and set width to 0%. If your splash disappears or gets facey, it's too wide or too dependent on stereo reverb. Reduce width on the splash track, or reprint with less stereo happening in the reverb stage. Also, listen for harsh ringing. Metallic effects often have 1 to 3 whistle points. On the printed splash track, add EQ 8, set a narrow Q, sweep around until the ring jumps out, then cut it 2 to 6 dB. Keep the character, remove the stab. If you want the splash to read better on small speakers without adding mud, use drum bus very lightly after printing. Tiny transient boost, boom off or almost off. Now placement. This is where DNB people instantly tell whether it's amateur FX or intentional production. Placement 1. Pre-drop splash stab. Put a splash an 8th note before the drop, or right on the final snare of the build. Then shorten the tail so it does not smear the downbeat. The downbeat has to punch. Placement 2. Reverse splash into a snare fill. Duplicate your splash clip, reverse it, fade it in so it swells, and place it one beat before a snare fill. This is classic tension. High pass it harder, like 400 to 800 HZ, so it doesn't argue with bass and low snare body. Placement 3. Offbeat throw. Put a tight splash on the end of 2 or the end of 4. Keep it short, like 150 to 400 milliseconds. This is pure jungle flavor when your brake is stepping and you want syncopated ear candy. Now, common mistakes to dodge. If the tail is too long, it will blur your groove. Trim aggressively. If there's low end, it will fight the sub. High pass early and again after printing if needed. If you overwiden, your drum center gets hollow. Keep most splashes modestly wide or even mono, and save wide ones for phrase ends. If it's harsh in the 6 to 10 kHz zone, notch it after printing. And biggest one, if you only make one splash and repeat it, it screams preset. Print multiple and rotate them. Let's push into a couple intermediate variations that still follow the resampling only rule. First, the double splash reprint. Take a printed splash, drop it onto a new audio track as your new source, and run it through the splash rack again, but with shorter reverb decay and slightly different resonator tuning. Then resample that. You'll get this unstable, hardware-like coil complexity that feels sampled from a real unit. Second, microflam splashes. Duplicate a printed splash on the timeline, offset the second copy by 10 to 25 milliseconds, and pitch the second one up or down 3 semitones. Group them and treat them like one effect that creates a physical spring rattles twice illusion. Third, the rust layer. Still via resampling, duplicate your printed splash to another audio track. On the duplicate only, add redux lightly, then low pass it to darken, and blend it under the clean splash around -12 to -20 dB. Now you've got age and grime without losing clarity. All right, quick practice plan you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Make 3 different sources, a normal noise burst, a click impulse, and a slightly longer noise burst with decay around 80 milliseconds. For each source, print 3 splashes while changing only one control at a time, reverb decay short versus medium, resonator frequencies shifted a bit, saturator drive low versus high. Then edit and name them clearly. Finally, place them in a 32-bar loop, one pre-drop stab around bar 16, a couple offbeat throws in bars 5 to 8, and one reverse into a snare fill at bar 31. And here's the bigger homework challenge if you want to build a real pack. Make 3 tiers. Ghost, groove, and moment. Ghost. Super short. Max 250 milliseconds. Groove. Audible ring but usable on an offbeat without masking the snare. This audio version is shortened for playback.